The United States says it's trying to foster democracy in the Islamic world, most notably in Iraq. And we're going to hear next from Austin Bay. He's a colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve who is currently deployed in Iraq. He phoned us with this account of life as a planner with the multinational division in Baghdad.
There are days here when the desert just won't stay where it belongs. It belongs out there, to the west and south, and it belongs on the ground. The desert shouldn't leap into the air, but that's where it is today. Step outside, go to the mess hall, and either close your eyes or wear goggles, because a bona fide Iraqi dust storm's blowing. When the dust blows, bright colors fade. Close objects appear more distant. The fine grit also scrapes your lungs, which leads to a slight problem I've had over here, breathing, particularly when following Humvees in a convoy. An Australian Army captain gave me a desert scarf, which doubles as a dust mask. The Aussie scarf is Outback proven, and you can wrap it to look like a Bedouin or a Missouri train robber. Of course, we have to dodge a few things more potent than sand. At 2 a.m. one night, beneath the white scimitar of a desert moon, I crunched the gravel yard of Camp Victory's trailer park on my way to the latrine, then flinched and dropped hard behind a concrete barrier. A mortar round landed somewhere between me and the not-too-distant main runway of Baghdad International Airport. But a little flinch and hide is fine, one of the guys at headquarters told me. When you hear the round splash, sir, it means you're still alive. Mortar rounds and rockets spark different reactions. Dan, an infantryman, says he goes right back to sleep. Mark, a tank guy who does logistics, says he stays awake, thinking. I look at my watch, even if it is 0313 and pitch dark. The green iridescent dial is no reassurance. It's just the historian in me demanding a chronological order to life, death, and good fortune. I've also been through downtown Baghdad on foot patrol, including a swing down 14 Ramadan Street, a road that begins in the 12th century and ends in the 21st. On that patrol, it hit 125 degrees in the sun. We swept through a market, our uniforms beneath our Kevlar armor and helmets completely soaked by sweat. I passed a store selling Western-style women's dresses. Next to it was a shoe store occupying a space not much bigger than a stall in an old-time souk. The Iraqi proprietor insisted I take a photograph of the shoes in his display window. So I pulled my camera, not my pistol, and snapped the photo. The photo catches the salesman's bright grin, and in the window glass, the helmet-to-boot reflection of a wary American soldier, radio in one hand, rifle in the other. Guarded hope, a reflection of this long, hot summer in Iraq.
We've been listening by phone to the comments of Austin Bay. When he is not fulfilling his Army Reserve duty in Iraq, he is a syndicated columnist and author of the novel The Wrong Side of Brightness. You can see his photo of the Iraqi shoe store by going to our website at npr.org.